ever been out wandering and you just feel so lost? You don't know what's coming up around the next corner or up over the next rise. And you look around for answers. But who could give these answers? Who can guide you on the path of the straight and the narrow? The path that Jesus would walk. There's a really nice man in Texas. Yeah, he's got a real big building. Lots of people come to see him and wash away their sins. Yeah, they give him lots of money. They shower him with praise. He bestows the word of God on them in so many ways. Joel Osteen is the prisoner of truth. He giveth, he taketh, he giveth, he taketh, but mostly he taketh from you. Now this big building down in Texas, when it got real frozen there, he refused to let all the people in, so they couldn't even bear. The cold in his heart matched the cold outside. Yeah, their pipes were literally freezing. The heart of path that he walked, well, forget it, forget it. Joel Osteen, prisoner of the truth. Yeah, look around and look around, you'll see him hiding behind giant piles of money. Giant piles of money. Well, one day a stranger came to town, to the foul Texas town, you know. He was dressed in a raincoat, it's kinda shabby, and he rocks up at Joel Osteen's show. He had nothing to offer. Yeah, he had nothing to give. So Osteen took him right away, and he shoved him out in the cold. Well, that guy turned out to be Jesus, and man, he was really pissed. He tipped over all the pews, and then he set fire to the organ. He blew up the light board, and he rocks up the sound guy, but he saved the best for last. Cornered a terrified Joel Osteen, cowering in the sound booth with his wife. Joel, he said, you just missed the point. You missed all of my teachings. It's all about the poor and how you treat the people that can give you absolutely nothing. Now I was going to kill you, but I want you to live with your shame and stripped him of his golden robes, and he stripped him of all of his planes, and Joel walked off in the sunset, grateful to be alive, and he reflected on his life, and thought about what Jesus said to him. But ultimately, he was just really pissed that he lost all of his stuff.